Thanks for joining us on our podcast, We Are More Than Menopause. Allie and I have been best friends since we were 14 and have always leaned on each other through our entire life cycles. Throughout our friendship, we relied on advice from authors and books like Judy Blume, and as we got older, we read The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy. When we raised our daughters, we read Girlology, but we found that during midlife, there was no guide. So we went back to each other and realized we had to be the guides. And then we thought, what do other people do that don't have a girlfriend to chat with? So here we are, your girlfriends guiding you through, sharing what we learned, our trials, our tribulations, the nitty-gritty, not-so-pretty parts, and all the ways we can embrace this stage of our life. Because ladies, we are more than menopause.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Pam.
Welcome to We Are More Than Menopause, our podcast. And this is our first podcast of the new year. So happy Season new two. Year, everyone.
Season two.
Yeah.
Season two, 2024.
Yeah.
When we were in high school and we were dreaming of our future, my future, I could never have even predicted 2024.
I know.
You know, we were going to be
that's because we were, yes, we would watch the Jetsons on Saturday mornings, which is really funny. Yeah, we were born in the 60s and we thought we would be ancient. 2024.
Yeah.
And yet here we are, not ancient.
Yep.
Like, honestly, like, did you think about how you would look in 2024 when you were in 20s?
Well, even if I, when I was a 20 and I was thinking about a 58-year-old, I'm 58, and thinking about, that is an old lady. And in fact, John and I were watching this news broadcast, and the police officer said, yes, the elderly woman. And we were like, oh, yeah, thinking it was going to be this little lady. How long this woman? She was about 50. She looked great. She was
like, they did not say the elderly woman.
He did. He said the elderly woman.
Wow. What station was that?
I don't know. Local news. It was some local thing we were watching. They were, you know, we're in Florida, so who knows?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like everybody in Florida could be categorized as elderly. So what is that number? It's like AARP.
What is the number?
Right. So you join AARP in our 50s, right? So at 57, 56,
they
joined
AARP.
They send
you the card at 50.
Okay. So I actually have a virtual card on my phone. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We can't even use the fucking codes for it because we're too young.
Oh, no, that's not
You true. Can't even use the discounts. I can't use the discounts.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't, Allison.
They're 55.
They ask. No. I looked for a discount. Like, you can't use the airline's discount. You can't use it on hotels yet. Can't use the discount.
Well, then I guess there is an elderly number somehow. So I did a social post today. I don't know if you saw it, but
I didn't. I haven't looked on social media.
Top 100 most powerful women came out, and 80% of them are women over 50.
And isn't that amazing?
And 50% of them are women over 60.
Wow.
And the attributing factor is, they're calling this Q3. This is our third quarter. It's 50 to 70 is our third quarter. We're not in Q4, but we're in Q3.
And I'd like to know how many quarters there are, because I want to keep going on quarters. Don't say that. Who knows? Oof.
Okay.
I don't like third quarter.
You understand what a quarter is, right?
I do. Shut up. Yeah, math is not my strength.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so they said, you know, we always see men in their Q3s leading corporations. We don't think twice about it. Now, the technology arena, you mostly see younger entrepreneurs or younger people who started out in the technology field, right? And so they're younger by the time they've reached the most powerful. But even men are older, right? However, they're finding that the men, what's considered older, is even 40s. But women, they said the reason why women's third quarter, why it's over 55, is because majority of women pivot more times in their lives than men. They pivot for children. They pivot for family responsibilities. They
for lifestyle.
Lifestyle. They pivot for generational, taking care of parents, whatever.
Yes.
And it falls on the women. And so they have more gaps, as we know, because our lives have changed, which gets them to this point. And another thing that we need to remember is when we look at the 100 most powerful women, and 80% of them are 55 or older, they fought through ageism. They have to fight it all the time. They have to fight it. And I want to say that the biggest piece of fighting through ageism is your own mindset. Because if you are listening to everybody else saying it's time for you to start thinking about retiring, it's time for you to get rid of that dream job or that business venture, you're going to believe in those ageism stereotypes, and your mindset won't be one of those most powerful women. So I thought it was a really fascinating article.
I also think that when you're in your 20s and 30s, you do believe in that.
Absolutely.
But I think that for a lot of women, like women in, as a therapist, I can tell you, I know many, many women who were attorneys first.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know numerous women who went to law school and gave up their law practice and became a therapist. Yeah.
Wow. But I don't want to have a division where men aren't facing these ageisms as well.
Okay. But here's the thing. Elon Musk is 52.
Oh, wow.
Right? Is he facing ageism? I'm pretty sure he's not.
No. You're right.
But so interesting. We could sit and talk about now women in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a totally different podcast than what direction we were going in. However, we could talk about it today.
Mm-hmm.
But I do interestingly agree that women have had to make adjustments in their life.
Absolutely.
For families.
Right.
And that is probably why they get back in the game, into a new game, mm-hmm. and a stronger game later on.
Later on.
They
in
have
life. Right.
Right. They have more time. They have more bandwidth.
Yep.
It's a different drive.
And so I think, though, that women get to this stage, and a lot of us women have the opportunity to go, I'm not as busy as I used to be in the family area. Okay. Other areas we are, but not in this family. I'm not as hands-on as I used to be. And men's lives haven't really changed, right?
Nope.
They really haven't changed. So for us, we look at this as, wow, I've got some breathing room.
Now there's like a liberation.
There's like liberation. Now what am I going to do with it? And the powerful women have grabbed hold of that time and said, you know what? It's time for me to go this route in my career. It's time for me to change careers and move towards this. It's time for me to try a business on my own. It's time for me to learn to paint or sew or, you know, do some kind of craft or exercise or whatever. So we find women at our ages starting new. Starting things
that
they've never done
that
before.
That statement that you started every sentence with. It's time for me.
It's time for me. Yeah.
And that
I think that's powerful because I see it in my friends. I see them, you know, and in the people that we coach and we work with. We understand that they're at a pivotal part of their life once again, but this time they're like, I don't have as many things stretching me right now as I once did.
Yes. I mean, there are different things stretching us.
Absolutely.
At different times. We know that. I mean, there's the aging parents situation,
mm-hmm.
but it stretches you in a different way, right?
Yeah.
So there are definitely different boundaries that are mm-hmm. drawn in that. And it's not as overwhelming and consuming as being with our children full time and being parent on duty, but there's no off duty.
And working full time on top of it all and taking care of the house responsibilities, et cetera. I think that we were finding some breathing room, which here's the other side of that. That other side is now what?
Well, that's the question that we all ask ourselves.
We all ask ourselves.
Right? When our children go off to college and we are left in a different, at the end of the day, we come home and there's nobody to pick up from sports and there's nobody else to cook for. If you cook, there's nobody else to pick up after or to worry about or to whose schedule you have to maintain. So yes, you come home at the end of the day and you're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
There's just me and maybe my partner.
Right. Right.
So and it's now different. What?
And so I think finding the tools and to be able to find new passions, new pivots, new opportunities can be a very cathartic and therapeutical way to move into this Q3 stage. And we've been helping so many women do that. And we've done it ourselves, but it's been fun to watch the women that we're working with grow and re-engage in their passions. Because a lot of them are finding, going back to what they once loved too.
Yes. And when you learn something new and you do something new, then it also creates new synapses in your brain and opportunities for brain growth. And you and I were talking about this the other day, and I think it was yesterday we were talking about that at this age, do we want to learn new things? And we were saying
it's harder.
So much harder. Mm-hmm. We were just talking. Remember, we were talking about the music lyrics, right?
Yeah.
So our kids can learn the words to a song in 22 seconds. And I can tell you the words to every song from the 80s, right?
Yeah. Just like I
can tell you
before.
Like the words to every James Taylor song.
Absolutely.
You know.
And yes. I went to a Garth Brooks concert and could sing every single song of his and know all the words of his old song. But Lainey Wilson, who I listen to her music all the time, can't sing any of those words because I don't know the lyrics. I can't even remember.
Right. Right. Except for maybe the chorus.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe. I've had to, that my kids showed me on Spotify, we actually can see the words to
the lyrics. Well, and I tried to follow along with them, but it's just so much faster than I remember.
And how did we remember all the words before? And why is it we can't remember them now? So yes, learning new things is much harder at our age, but it also is so healthy for our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
that's the part that we have to focus on.
And that's the part that's going to doing new things. And that's part of longevity too, is finding purpose, finding and reconnecting with things that you love, learning new things, as well as taking care of your body and your mind and your relationships. But those are the key pieces to longevity. And sleep.
And sleep, funny enough, which is really what we thought we were going to talk about today. Yeah. And then we hit on 75 other things.
Because we are the girlfriends. This is what we do. The Girlfriends Guide Through Menopause is with Pam and Allie on We Are More Than Menopause, the podcast.
How did we get off topic? It's because you were talking about the most powerful women.
Yeah.
I wonder, is Kim Kardashian on that?
I don't know, but I was only looking at the most powerful women over the age of 55.
Interesting.
Because,
and they're not all, I mean, was it for the world or in the United States?
For the world. Yeah, some powerful women over the age of 55, and half of those are over the age of 60. So,
I love that.
Nobody needs to be thinking that their third quarter is the end and it's time to wrap things up. It's not time. We're just now pushing through still.
As I said, I really hate the concept of third quarter. Like, I hate the second half of life.
I'll tell you why I like third quarter is because in the business arena, there's four quarters in a year, right?
Right. It's
in a year. And that third quarter is our really where we've got the momentum. We know what we're doing. We've been working on it. And then we've learned from the things that we failed at.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're able to readjust, pivot, and push even harder. And that third quarter push is one of the most important quarters in a business. And I think that that's where, why I like the third quarter is because we are learned, we have been, we can now have the, be able to reflect on what we've done right, what we've done wrong. We now can go, okay, I've got the liberty to make some pivots and I've got the strength to move forward and accomplish those things. And I think that that's a beautiful thing.
I hear you and I understand that. I guess I just wonder if we could ever just be where we are without focusing on the what's next. Like just be. It's not, you know, it's almost like we're
I think that's a very key part of life in any quarter, any season, because that's where reflection comes in. And that's where our most of our growth comes from, is not the doing and moving fast, fast, fast. It's that opportunity to just be present, be calm,
and reassess,
celebrate.
Is this where I want to be?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Is this where I want to be? And where do I want to go? And not even in terms of, well, I only have this much time left, right? So that's what I see as this clock ticking down, right? So I don't want to look at the clock in the third quarter. I want to be where I am and think about where I want to go and focus on just getting there.
Just getting there.
Like, but in terms of the finding joy and doing things that bring me happiness without the focus on the children or anybody else. It's what makes me happy right now. So when I come home at the end of the day and everybody is gone, which it's not actually my life right now.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But when everybody's gone and I come out of my office, which is also still in my home, and I come out there and everything is quiet and in its place, and I get to think, hey, this is where I want to be. What do I want to do this evening? And can I find joy in my day to day? And if I can't, what can I do to change that?
That's beautiful. And I think that that is a constant evaluation. And if when we come out of our office or when we come home or if we walk into the kitchen, that instead of looking at all the things that need to be accomplished, all the things that are on our plate, all the stressors, and we look at the blessings and give gratitude to the things that are right, will help us to be able to evaluate and see if this is bringing me joy or is this not bringing me joy, in order to start making some decisions or stay the course. There's nothing wrong with that either.
Right. Because for some women, they are in that place. And I think that's beautiful. And absolutely, I would ask those women to reflect on what it is that makes this so significant for them, to find a way to keep that going.
Yeah.
How
is right now just great? You know, what makes right now just great? I think we all need to reflect on that.
Yes. Yes.
So we have got to wrap this up.
We do. We have a meeting.
We have a meeting
in 2 minutes.
Yes. And
all right.
All right. So don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, because 2024 is, we've got lots of amazing things planned, lots of interesting people, women to talk to. Our website is We Are More Than Menopause. You can find us on there. And in social media, on Instagram and Facebook, you can contact Pam or I. And if you are interested in learning more about how we can help propel you to your next stage and make some pivots in your life, reach out to us and we'll have a chat.
Set up a call. Fantastic. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.